story
can be rich and satisfying. Learning about the things that matter the most to them in life can help bring us closer to those we care about the most. Have the talk of a lifetime. Visit jbsmith.com for a free brochure and information to help you have the talk of a lifetime. J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, your locally owned friend and neighbor for more than 80 years.
K Bova Realty, family owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. And sharing the studio today once again with Dan Strauss and Eon the Peon. Guys, everything okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, ready to roll here. Later on, Bill Evans and Mike Cleveland.
Bill Evans down on the phone.
They'll both be on the show, and Joe Hipperson will be here. We got to talk about the Oscar nominations and also the Razzie Award nominations, which were announced in the last couple of days, and also the new movie Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, which Joe and I actually both went to see a couple of nights ago.
I haven't seen the preview for that.
That's the new one from, based on the Tom Clancy novels.
Oh, okay.
You know, Jack Ryan was first played by Alec Baldwin, and then by Harrison Ford, and then by Ben Affleck, and now is played by Chris Pine.
Never seen that series, any of those.
Oh, you haven't seen Hunt for Red October?
No.
Put it on your list. That is a must-see, particularly for guys.
Yeah.
I think it's a real guy movie. Submarine movie, a lot of intrigue going on. He's a CIA analyst who gets dragged into it. James Earl Jones and Sean Connery, and oh, it's terrific. The new one couldn't possibly. In fact, I think so highly of Hunt for Red October, the new one is at a disadvantage before I walk in.
Yes.
You can't be as good as the original one. This is like the fifth in the series. So we'll talk about it when Joe gets here a little bit later on. I had a guy I had not seen in 4 or 5 months. I ran into last night, and the first thing he said to me was, "Happy New Year."
Hmm.
And I thought to myself,
is it time?
I know that you're supposed to keep saying Merry Christmas to people for a month before Christmas. You know, as soon as Thanksgiving's over, it's okay. You see, say, "Hey, Merry Christmas."
Yeah.
It's December 3rd. Okay, but Merry Christmas.
Right.
So you can do that. Is there any holiday that you can think of that you continue wishing somebody something about that holiday after that day is gone?
I don't know. I generally don't do the Merry Christmas thing until about maybe 2 weeks out.
How often do you see this person?
I haven't seen him in 4 or 5 months.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
It seems late in the more. I think more than 2 weeks into the year. I mean,
yeah, I think you're about finished.
I mean, if I didn't see him till March 9th, hey, Happy New Year. Well, technically, for our relationship, it's
Happy Spring.
Yeah. I think you were supposed to switch over to Happy Valentine's Day at this point.
Oh, no. He's a guy. We're both heterosexual men. There's no way we're going to say Happy Valentine's. I've known you 15 years. Have you ever said that to me?
Happy VD. I just shorten it.
Oh.
Arbor Day? When is Arbor Day?
I don't know. But now I'm thinking about Valentine's Day. You know the way somebody, usually a woman, will say this before Christmas, you know, like a week or two before. So you're ready for Christmas? Meaning, you know, have you gotten all the gifts and done what, the trimming of the tree and all that sort of stuff. If you get asked, so you're ready for Valentine's Day, that's usually someone who knows nothing about your actual relationship.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they could see that you're wearing a wedding ring and
right.
that's it. But what do you mean, am I ready for Valentine's? If I were ready for Valentine's, I'm not sharing any of that with, well, maybe women share it with each other. I don't know. But I would never ask another guy, so, Dan, ready for Valentine's Day?
Oh, you bet.
The greatest thing, I've taken pictures on Valentine's Day in a card aisle at very places.
All men?
It's the greatest thing you've ever seen. Oh, it's like 30 men all herded together trying to jockey for space.
Particularly since you're on the air here until 6 o'clock. So if you go there after the show, you get there at 6:15 or 6:30 on Valentine's Day. That guy's on his way home from work and just realized, crap!
Oh, it's slim pickings at that point, too. Well, this will do.
By that point, there's no humorous card worthwhile left in the store.
No.
And if there is a humorous card, which is not worth it, it's in there. It's dog-eared from all the guys who picked it up and looked at it and touched it and bent it. And you end up getting one of those that is not really religious, but it looks like, because it has that cursive writing on it.
Paragraphs of writing.
Paragraphs of writing.
Yes.
Yeah, any Valentine's message that goes into a second paragraph. Oh.
And then you get it and she goes, oh, that was the most sincere, loving card that you ever gave me.
It's like, no, pretty romantic.
You do love me.
I wanted to get you the fart card, but it wasn't there. I wanted to get to pull my finger card.
The thoughts that were expressed in this card that was written by someone else years ago and held in storage, and then you happen to choose out that perfect one out of there.
This line, it means us. I can read it.
It hit home.
You really know me. I didn't write that.
Oh.
I wrote, love your husband.
Well, I know you read it. Nope, I didn't read it, actually. You're thinking, yeah, I read it. But no, I didn't. I just grabbed it because it was the last card.
Or you looked at it and you saw the first line or two. Yeah, this will do.
Yes.
It has flowers on it. It's nice. Okay.
Yeah.
On Christmas, I was in, usually guys don't talk to each other in the card aisle. Usually that's a, you know, solo project.
You're
just in there.
Yeah.
But I had a guy, and we were both looking at Christmas cards, and he was flipping them over, and he goes, you know, some of these cards aren't made in the, are made in China.
Yeah.
And even Hallmark. And so I started looking at them. Some are made in Canada, some are made in the U.S., some are made in China. So he goes, I won't buy a made in China. Card.
Oh. Well, you've saved America, sir. Congratulations.
Yes.
Happy Valentine's Day there, eh? You hoser.
Yeah, and then you know what he does? He goes outside and gets on his iPhone.
Yeah.
Made in the sweatshop in Canada. I mean, in China. So, just back to the New Year's thing for just a second. You know, there's Chinese New Year coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And there's Jewish New Year. Rosh Hashanah.
Year is it? The year of the rat?
I don't know. But here's the thing. Everybody I know who's Chinese or Jewish or any other ethnicity, they go by the regular calendar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, my mother sends out Rosh Hashanah cards every year, and she'll actually call me up, Happy New Year. Mom, it's September 15th. What are you talking about? It's not New Year. Well, it's Rosh Hashanah. I don't pay attention to that. I don't care.
But that year is like in the 6 or 7,000.
It's like 57, 47. I don't know. When would you ever use that in your daily life? You live in America. You become assimilated. You've lived your entire life here. It's not like, well, we just got here from Israel.
Are there some that strict that will write that on their checks?
Maybe. I don't know anybody who does.
It's the year of the horse, by the way.
The horse.
Here's the only time I would ever know that. I have to be in a Chinese restaurant and look down at the paper placemat.
Yes.
And then you look for your year.
What year was I?
Oh.
They
never have to buy new ones because.
And sometimes they use that four-letter word that's not rooster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to say that I was born in the year of that.
No.
No.
Whatever it may be. Oh, no, I was the year of the rat. And by the way, I've lived on this earth a lot of years now, and I've been in the Chinese restaurant many, many times, and I always look down there, and I always check what it is. I can't tell you what it is. I can't remember. Can you?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, me? I'm a monkey.
All right, I look.
You're a rat. I'm a monkey.
Yeah. Do you want to know?
I can't remember.
No, I don't care.
It's just, yeah, I do.
You do?
What birthday year?
August.
No.
Oh, year.
Yeah, it goes by year.
58. Yeah. We're the same, Paul.
Good. It's not like the signs of the zodiac.
No, August.
Okay.
A year of the dog.
Yeah.
The dog.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You know what? Don't look it up.
Yeah, I can look it up.
I don't want to know what it means. it's the same nonsense as the zodiac
sign. At least it's not the year of the dog's red thing or lipstick.
No, that's the year of the snake.
Snake, dog, rooster.
That's what I mean, snake.
Your snake?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, no wonder we don't get along. You know that there are people who think like that.
Dogs and snakes. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if any of the people who, you're a Virgo, I'm a Sagittarius, I can't go out with you. I wonder if there are any of those people who do the same thing with the Chinese calendar.
Oh, I heard that's so ridiculous, too, because, you know, with the, you know, the Earth, what is it, a quarter extra day each year?
Yes.
So, over the course of time, those horoscopes are not even... relevant anymore because that shifted.
Yeah, because it's of a new. We add one day every 4 years to make up for that leap
right.
day. So, you know,
all those horoscopes aren't necessarily even correct.
Correct.
James Randi, one of my heroes, did an experiment years and years ago, and it was part of a special he did for PBS, where he went into a college classroom, sophomores or juniors. There are 20, 30 kids in there. And what he introduced himself and said, before coming in here, we asked the office here if they would give us your birth dates. And based on that, we made up an astrological reading for you based on your dates. And so I'd like to hand this out to you. And he would go through and your name, and he would give them a piece of paper based on their name. You know, look through, find a piece of paper. Your name is, you know, give them each a piece of paper. And what I'd like you to do is, when I tell you to, turn it over, read what's on that piece of paper, and then grade it on a scale of 1 to 10 of how much you think it is accurate about who you are and what kind of person you are and what your hopes and dreams are and that sort of stuff. And it was like a paragraph on the page. And so they turned it over, and the vast majority of people gave it a 7, 8, 9. Some people even gave it a 10. This is exactly what it is. And he said, okay, now what I'd like you to do is take the piece of paper that you have and hand it to the person behind you. And with the person in the back, please come up front and just to see how different they are. Let's do that and just see. And of course, every single piece of paper was exactly the same, but they all thought, oh, this is definitely me. And of course, when they got the paper from the other person, they looked at it and went, oh, come on. But that's what people do. They hear those things and whatever the sign is, somebody tells you, oh, you're a Virgo. That means you're a Gemini. That means you're the year of the dog. Oh, well, then you were. Here's the only thing you know about people who were born in the year of the dog. They're about the same age as me and Dan.
That's true.
Yep.
But there are other year of the dogs.
Not
that's not even true.
Because how many signs are there?
Let's see.
I guess it's probably every 12 years, 10 years, 7, I don't know.
It's because someone in 70...
They're 12.
Somebody,
every 12 years there's a year of the dog.
Oh, shoot. Well, that explains why I rub my butt on the carpet.
Well, that explains why I should get a wife that's 12 years younger than me.
Yes.
Right?
If you're compatible with your own sign.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm compatible with. When I go into that Chinese restaurant, I look down at that. I go, okay, I'm still going to have the chicken with cashews.
Yeah.
Just bring me that and some wonton soup. That's much more important to me than what year.
Number 14.
What animal I
want. Yeah. Beef and broccoli?
Yeah. What number? Yeah.
What do you want? They always sound like they're mad.
Here's the thing at the Chinese place near us. We get food from there to go quite often. It does not matter the quantity of food you order. I could call and be ordering for me, or be having friends at the house for dinner, and I'm getting food for them. No matter the quantity of food I order, 20 minutes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Always.
Yeah. And usually it's done faster.
Yes, you get there in 15 minutes. It came right out.
20 minutes.
Here it is.
What's your number? They always go by phone number. What's your number? And then you get there.
Oh, they know me at my place. Oh, yes. Mr. 20 Minutes is here.
That's not what your wife calls you.
No. 20 Seconds is here. Thank you, Dan. You'd think a guy who's from the same dog year would be nicer to me.
You know what? Yeah, you're right.
You'd be wrong. So happy whatever new year you celebrate to you. And now we can't say that anymore because we're 17 days into the year at this point. We have to talk about Channel 5 and the school security story. Do you want to do it now or do you want to take a break?
I guess we could take a break.
All right, let's do that, and then we'll come back and talk about this story about Channel 5, KSDK. Is that where the news comes first? I can never remember the slogan.
Yes.
That's where the
new slogan the school is, we make the news.
That's where the school lockdowns come first.
There's not any news. We'll make some.
Yeah.
Tonight at 10.
Making news since 1964. Not reporting or anything that. 1964. Since the year of the horse, we have been here making news for you on the Big 550 KTRS.
And that sound means we're going to look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
What Chinese restaurant do you guys go to? Whenever I call up, we'd be ready in 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
10 minutes, you'll be there. Wow. Oh, yeah.
No matter what you order, no matter what quantity you order.
No matter what I order, 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about China King up there by Rich's Frozen Custard. I know exactly where you're talking about.
Yeah, I knew you would, Dan.
Yeah.
How about this? Have you ever gone into a Chinese restaurant with somebody else? You've never eaten Chinese food with them before. They go in and they look at the menu and then they ask, what do they have here? What do they have here?
Yes.
How many Chinese restaurants have you been at? They have exactly the same ingredients every other Chinese restaurant. In fact, you don't even need to look at the menu. You could tell the waiter or waitress, here are the things I want to have. Put a brown sauce, some of these vegetables, none of those mushrooms, and I want some chicken, and I want that in a plate with some rice.
I think it's
okay,
pretty...
number six.
Yeah, I think it's pretty uniform. Number five is beef and broccoli.
Whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, and also the picture behind the counter, the pictures of the plates. So
never looks same like what it is.
Yeah, but they're the same in
same stock photos.
Yeah.
But going into a Chinese restaurant and asking, what do they have here? It's like going into a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
What's good here? Something that ends in a vowel. Let's go!
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, we've got some police activity going on westbound 44 after Highway 109, and westbound 44 has the right lane blocked right now. Also, we've got pothole patching in the left lane, and it's moving road work on northbound 170 between Forest Park Parkway and Ladue. Then some road construction on eastbound 70. It's between Forestell and Wentzville. The right lane is down. And right now, traffic's pretty light. We've got traffic lights that are not working properly. Lime Ferry at Lindbergh in South County. And this traffic report is brought to you by Preparation H. Hemorrhoids? Try Preparation H Relief with the power of two. First, fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes. Then, longer-lasting maximum-strength cream at Walmart. Use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
And I say segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever.
This Monday is the day we honor Dr. Martin Luther King.
We can never be satisfied as long as our children are stripped of their selfhood and robbed of their dignity by signs stating for whites only.
This is a good time to reflect on our similarities, our common humanity.
You've got to keep the white and the black separate.
And not our differences.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
We've come a long way, but we still have so much more to do. The Big 550 KTRS.
Bertarelli Cutlery has been keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967 and is your one-stop shop for knife, scissor, lawn, and garden tool sharpening. If it's metal and you need it sharp, look no further than the professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery. For professional quality kitchen gear, such as Vitamix blenders, Lodge cast iron, Wusthof, and Global knives, head down to the Bertarelli Cutlery Showroom, located at 127 Marconi in the heart of the hill. They also carry great local St. Louis-made products, such as NHB knives. These knives are handmade in St. Louis and carried exclusively at Bertarelli Cutlery. They also have cutting boards made from locally sourced hardwoods, designed and produced by Martin Goebel of Goebel Furniture. So head to the Chef's Toy Store and see all the great items and deals to be found. Bertarelli Cutlery is located at 1927 Marconi in the heart of the hill. Call them at 314-664-4005 or visit them at BertarelliCutlery.com. Bertarelli Cutlery, keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967.
Hi, I'm Tom Strive, founder of Strive Electric and Strive Media Systems. Our mission here at the Strive Companies is to create opportunities through developing lasting relationships. We do this by treating our customers with the utmost consideration while providing them with competitive pricing, attention to detail, and superior quality. No matter the size of the job, our customers will have peace of mind knowing their project is in good hands. From home inspections to ensure your home is safely up to code to upgrading your main electrical service, changing a fixture to adding lighting around the home, Strive Electric has the answer for all your home electrical needs. From simply hanging a TV on the wall to designing a full home automated system, security cameras around the home, or a simply monitored system, Strive Media Systems is who you want to call. So next time you have questions about any of the electrical systems in your home, join the Tribe and go with Strive. Give us a call today at 314-487-7474 or visit us on the web at striveelectric.com. That's STREIBelectric.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael White, a general dentist at Webster Dental Care. Over the years, we've talked about anxiety-free dentistry, stabilizing your lower denture, and affordable dental care. We now have same-day crown service, and we keep up to date with the latest dental technologies, including brand-new, state-of-the-art digital x-ray system. But what I really want to talk to you about today is what I call common-sense dentistry, which means the biggest trend in dental care over the last 10 years has been raising fees. If you recently have been to a dental consultation and somebody is quoting you multiple thousands of dollars just to fix one or two teeth, please come by our office for a second opinion. Give us a chance. We haven't raised our fees in over 5 years. We know what's going on in the economy today, but more importantly, we know what's going to happen in the economy very soon. Our office will stay common sense, but yet we will not sacrifice on quality or service. Please call Webster Dental Care at 96-TEETH. That's 968-3384. Call us today. Give us a chance. I promise you won't regret it.
Hi, this is John Greenhut. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-663-5618. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free, 1-800-663-5618. That's 1-800-663-5618.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
The fact is, you can't make spring hurry up and get here, but you can make sure you're good and ready for it. Get $1,000 off RSX850i Gator utility vehicles and $500 off one family tractors with a purchase of 2 John Deere or Frontier brand implements. Most offers end February 3rd. Stop by your John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Donald Farm and Lawn in Lebanon, Rolla, and Jefferson City, or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year 3 of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey,
goodness. Early Shuffle?
Wow, I haven't heard this in a long time.
When me and my friends.
Anybody know the band?
Jump in the Saddle.
Oh, that's good.
Wow, wow, good one.
Why is that in my head? Why
I don't know.
Now I know that and the Year of the Dog. Great. Well, yuck, yuck, yuck. Okay, all right, please. I'll be honest with you. To me, this is like Elmo and Patsy. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Just, I was forced to play it too many times in the early parts of my career. And, you know, I can play Come Together by the Beatles a million times and it'll be okay. But the Curly Shuffle gets it makes the hair on the back of my neck actually stand up.
I can see that.
So, Colin Jeffrey told me that earlier today, Hillsboro High School went on a lockdown like 10 o'clock this morning. Yeah. As a precautionary measure, and Channel 5 had to issue a statement saying it's not because of us.
Oh, no.
That's true. It's not a joke. I'm telling you. It's true. The marketing director over there, Jeff Wingate, said the station did not visit Hillsboro High School today and had nothing to do with the lockdown. We are not the cause of that, unquote.
That's great.
You don't know what we're talking about. Channel 5 got in a little bit of a controversy. Because they sent a reporter out. I don't know if it was actually a reporter or just a photographer, a videographer from the station, to five different schools in the area.
Have they said it was the same person to each one?
But no. I don't know that it's the same person, so it may have been different. But they went to five different schools. Francis Howell was in there. I can't remember what the others were.
I think Parkway was one.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a big camera. He just had, I think they had a hidden camera on him.
And he went to these schools to see what security was like. In other words, could a person just walk into the school and gain access to the school? Because, you know, we get these reports of school shootings. There was just the one earlier this week in New Mexico. Seventh grader walked in with a sawed-off shotgun, walked into the gym and opened fire. Wounding two kids in there, two of his classmates, and, you know, just had the anniversary of Sandy Hook, the Newtown massacre a few weeks ago. So I guess the idea for Channel 5 was, well, let's go randomly check some local schools and see what security is like. And four of the five schools they went to, they were not able to get in unimpeded. They had to ring a buzzer, talk through an intercom. Somebody from the staff would come out from the office and come up to the door. Yes, what can I do for you? What would you like here? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, my daughter's high school, you have to go up to the door and push a button. And then they have a camera there. And you have to say why you are there. And then you have to come into the office first. The office is right there. So they can see you walking by.
Does somebody come to the door?
They don't come to the door. They buzz it open. And then they will come.
But
then you have to go into the office.
But what if you went inside and you didn't go to the office?
If you didn't go to the office, if they could see you walk past the office.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a substation in there, a police substation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
school resource officer.
Yes, that's right. School resource officer. And I'm sure that they would be on you.
Alerted to that?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's how it worked at four of these five schools. But when they went to Kirkwood High School yesterday, and the video is on their website. If you didn't see it on their 10 o'clock news last night on Channel 5's website, you can see that their reporter or videographer or whoever this person was, and they haven't identified this person, went into Kirkwood High School. The front door is open, walked inside. There is a sign there that says all visitors must report to the office, but you walk in and the office isn't right there inside the door.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in, you go past the cafeteria, you go past some of the classrooms. At one point, this reporter asked an adult, presumably a teacher, in the hallway, can you tell me where the office is? Was inside the school for a full 3 minutes before they actually got to the office. And then when they got there, they asked, you know, I'd like to talk to somebody about security. And they called the school resource officer, who wasn't answering the phone. And so the secretary left to go get the cop. And when she got back to the desk, this reporter was nowhere to be seen. And so that caused things to be a little bit tense there because the reporter had not said, you know, I'm so-and-so from Channel 5. They mm-hmm. just said, I'm so-and-so. Here's my name. And so the school kind of freaked out. Well, who was that person? Where did they go? Where did they come from? What was their purpose here? turned out that that person, the reporter, had gone into the school, done that, and then had left. Walked out the front door, and I guess walked back out to the Channel 5 van outside. But the school didn't know that. And so he had left his name and phone number, and the phone number, they called the phone number. And it was Channel 5's newsroom. And they asked Channel 5, did you have somebody over here doing a story? And Channel 5 wouldn't confirm or deny. Which means that maybe they got somebody at the desk at Channel 5 who didn't know that the story was going on or whatever. And after like an hour, Kirkwood High went on lockdown. And then they found out later on that that's what had happened, that it was a Channel 5 person, and I guess everything was okay. But for probably 45 minutes to an hour, the kids inside the classrooms there at Kirkwood High School were locked in their rooms, you know, lights off, everybody quiet, and that sort of thing with their teachers.
Yeah, and a lot of the kids, I would imagine, were wondering what was going on, and some of them were probably pretty scared.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Although these schools do have drills like this all the time. And I would have to think, if I was a kid in there after a while, oh, this is another one of those drills. I remember when I was in high school, bomb threats were a big thing. I mean, there was 1 month when I was in high school where almost every single day somebody supposedly called in a bomb threat to the school. Everybody had to go outside like it was a fire drill, stand around outside. The school never blew up, of course, and then we all went back inside.
But with these school shootings, I mean, how they're occurring, you know, so frequently.
Yeah.
They interviewed a student on Channel 4 last night, and he was texting, you know, his parents, I'm not sure what's going on. I love you, though, just in case. I mean, so you just don't know.
Absolutely, and you freaked out some parents, too.
Mm-hmm.
So let's dissect for just a moment here what was wrong in this scenario. And I actually don't put Channel 5 at the top of the blame roster here. I put Kirkwood School District and the high school itself at the top of the blame list because of the way they've got it set up and so that anybody could walk in there.
Yeah, I didn't know that they didn't have. I thought it was pretty uniform that most schools, that almost all the schools have some sort of buzzer to get in, that you have to contact the office and either someone comes and lets you in or they buzz you in.
Because they teach these kids from kindergarten, stranger danger.
Yeah.
Oh,
you see a stranger say something, and well, here's a stranger walking into the school, and an adult who works there saw this person and didn't say, can I help you? What are you here for? It was just, oh, you want to know where the office is? Yeah, right down there. And then they went on their way. And this reporter went on their way trying to find the office inside the school. Now, if that person had intended to do harm to anybody, there's no one there to stop it in any way. I mean, you could have ended up with dead kids, dead adults, mayhem inside that school. So hopefully Kirkwood realizes how bad the situation was, and they're going to fix that immediately. Their spokesperson said, we learned some things from this, but we're still dismayed that a call was not given afterwards to let us know that this was a test. We could have prevented the alarm to our parents, our students, our staff. Okay, so now you get into level two of who's to blame, and now you get to Channel 5. And I think that Channel 5's mistake was that when the school called for confirmation, but do you know who this person is who just walked in here, his name, whatever his name is, when Joe Blow from Channel, he said it was from Channel 5 and he gave this phone number, do you know what this is about? Somebody at Channel 5 who answered the phone there should have been able to say, oh, yes, we're doing a thing about school security, and explained it to them. And they, okay, they could breathe a sigh of relief, everybody calms down, and everything's fine. Then you get to level three, which is, why did this guy just leave?
Yeah, I think that was the plan all along.
Just to go in and leave?
Right.
Yeah, but he should have been somebody should have been able to go up to him and say, hey, what are you? Here's my credentials. Here's everything. I'm with Channel 5. And then that could have averted anything,
but,
too.
But when he first went in there, he didn't tell him he was from Channel 5 because he wanted to go in and kind of...
Evasive. That's what was said multiple times about a couple of different schools. They said the person was very evasive about who they were and what they were doing.
And I guess the news director at Channel 5 probably told him, don't tell them that you're from Channel 5 because we want to do this undercover. Because I actually heard somebody this morning say, Channel 5 should have called the schools ahead of time and said this person's coming. No, it doesn't work like that. If you want to find out about something spontaneously, we're planning on doing a spontaneous act later on. You might want to be prepared for that. that's never going to work.
But if you do find something, like Kirkwood doesn't have the buzzer at the door,
yeah,
then you go into the office and say, hey, why don't you have a buzzer? I'm so-and-so from Channel 5. I'd like to speak to the superintendent. Why is this school have such easy access?
Certainly should have stuck around and tried to dig into the story instead of just leaving.
Then it's more mysterious.
Which makes me wonder, and I'll take some phone calls on this in a moment, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone *KTRS. The fact that Channel 5 hasn't named the individual who went in there kind of makes me think it's somebody who's like an intern or a production assistant or, you know, it wasn't Lisa Zigman who went in there.
Right.
It wasn't one of their well-known reporters who went in there, because you don't want to send in somebody, oh, yeah, Lisa, I've seen you on Channel 5. Yeah, okay. That's going to ruin the undercover aspect of it. You want it to be somebody that nobody would recognize. And you put a little lipstick camera on them, and they go in there, and they film things secretly, and, okay, now you've kind of developed the story. I understand that. But at a certain point, when you've asked the secretary at the front desk to get somebody from security so you could talk to them, and she's going to hopefully come back with some kind of answer, stick around there. Don't just leave. That's what created the mayhem in the school or in the minds of the people at the school. I hate to use the word mayhem because that's right, not right. Let's leave mayhem aside for when...
Panic.
When people are hurt or killed. This was confusion. It wasn't mayhem. It was just confusion at the school. And the school then did the right thing. Hey, some weird guy was in here asking questions. We don't know where he went. Let's lock down in the interest of security. Because if you don't do that and something does go wrong, then the questions never end.
They left at another school, too. They didn't wait around for it. They asked for the security person, and then they left again. So I think that was the plan all along to...
Well, then how? Then that's a very shallow investigation, isn't it?
I think it was just to get the footage.
Let's see if we can get into some schools.
Right. And then they can show the hidden camera footage later. We had access to here. We had access to here.
Okay, but then that's not a good story. That's not a good news story. Somebody in the meeting in the morning at Channel 5 should have said, okay, and then what happens? What happens when they either do or don't get into the school? Or they encounter somebody who can answer some questions? Are they going to ask questions? No, they're just going to leave? That's not a story. That's a stunt.
Right. A shocking, a shock story, yeah.
The only thing that surprises me now is that they didn't wait till February sweeps to do it.
Yeah.
Rich, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello.
Yeah, I have 2 points, if you'd allow me.
Yep.
One is when that Don Quionis, I think his name is, I might butcher it, does What Would You Do on that one show, CNN or something, he alerts the police department ahead of time of where he's at and what he's doing in case they get any calls.
Hmm. Okay.
And then a second thing, I mean, the one old son of a farmer I went to school with measure to extremes, so... What if they went to the airport and spilled some firecracker gunpowder in a bag or something and left it sit there for 2 hours or something? And then the dogs come up and somebody goes, hey, that bag's sitting there for a long time. They bring the dogs in, they smell gunpowder, and they shut down the airport.
Yeah.
Wow, now we really got a good story.
Well, there have been reporters who have done stories about what you can get through security. How good a job is the TSA doing?
Exactly.
I actually think those stories are valuable because they will expose holes in the security apparatus existing at whatever the location is.
But TSA is usually aware of it, aren't they?
No. No.
Do they run their own?
TSA says that they run their own tests, but I think if you're an independent journalist and you're doing that sort of stuff, and by independent, I don't mean that you work by yourself. I mean you're not affiliated with the TSA, and you run any of these tests, you can expose there are holes in the security facade that they've set up there, and then you can point that out to them, and hopefully TSA says, oh, you know what? I'm glad you did that. We can fix that now. That guy was asleep at the switch, and he should have been able to see that that bomb was in there, or that whatever it was in there, and we could do something about that. And I think, again, Kirkwood can learn something from the Channel 5 incident here, which is fix that school.
What if your child suffers from severe anxieties in that school, and that goes off? I mean, it's devastating to a child.
Yeah, I can see that. I agree, but what if the school district did this themselves? What if the superintendent of schools said, you know what, I want to check out security in our own schools. Let's get somebody to go in there and do exactly what this person from Channel 5 did. Then we would all say
stop the response at a certain point, though.
Would they do it without the parents' knowledge, though?
Well, yeah, you could do it without the parents' knowledge, but then the parents, well, I don't
you
know.
You don't kids leave. Are, the panic yeah. was created by right. the reporter leaving.
Correct.
That's what the problem was. I don't have any correct. Other problem with anything else Channel 5 did here. It all seems okay to me. But leaving without telling anybody, that's what created the panic. And then people at Channel 5 not being able to say, yes, that's our guy. Calm down. Everything's okay.
Did they even answer? The last report I heard, they didn't even answer the phone. The superintendent couldn't get them to answer the phone.
Correct. That's what I heard also. But yeah. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. I'm glad you called, Rich. Thanks. Barb, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
They had the superintendent, Martin had the superintendent of Kirkwood on
yep.
this morning. And it was a little bit different story than he just left the office area. From what I understand from what the superintendent said is that he was in the office area and the secretary couldn't locate the officer.
Yep.
So, because he was in the cafeteria, so the guy went out and he said, may I use the restroom?
Yep.
So she watched him go use the restroom and then he didn't go in the restroom. So she followed him and then she couldn't find him.
Yeah.
So they started calling his phone, his cell phone.
Right.
And that's how they found out he was part of Channel 5.
And he wasn't answering his phone for whatever reasons. They got his voicemail, and then
right.
they called Channel 5, and Channel 5 didn't confirm or deny.
Right. They did answer, but they didn't confirm or deny that he was doing a report.
Yeah.
Which is kind of stupid. And then, you know, you talked about here where you went to high school that had bomb threats. Well, I graduated from high school in 69, and I went to Rittner High School in the St. Louis area, and we had actually had an incident, I guess it was my senior year, where a young man brought a rifle to school and was threatening to kill the art teacher who was a coach. We were all in the school. Nobody locked us down, which was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we were at the window watching. And so apparently when he went to court about this, the judge said either you can go to jail or you can go to Vietnam. So he went to Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to see how different it is now, you know, it's amazing. And things like that have been happening. I know at Parkway South Middle School, there was a young man that shot two students, a number of years ago. It talked about on the news, but certainly not news-wise, worldwide news type of things. But yeah, he did. I don't know if he killed himself then. I think one of the kids died. I'm not really positive about
I don't know about that part of the story, Barb, but I'm pretty sure that Kirkwood High School does not have the power to send a Channel 5 employee to Vietnam. I'm pretty sure about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's also the other people went to grade school, and grade schools are totally different than high school.
Yeah.
So that makes a big difference, too. If they'd gone to another high school, they may have found the same problem as opposed to a grade school.
I'm glad you called. I'm going to address that right now, Barb. When my daughter's in college now, but when she was in high school, you could go to the high school, and they had something like a dozen doors at the front of the school, but only the one all the way over on the left would open. And you would walk in that and then walk through a second door that was right behind that, and then the office was to the left of that, and then right beyond that was this big open cafeteria atrium area. If you wanted to do harm in that school, why would you go into the office? The front door was open. That one all the way on the left was open. You could get in there. Now, I hope that they fixed that since then and put in one of these intercom systems or something like that. But if you went in there in the middle of the day when those kids were having... I thought about this as a dad of a high school student years ago when she was there, and I never got a satisfactory answer when I asked about it once. They said, well, you know, people do come in and they do come right into the office. Yeah, those people are coming in because they're a parent and they're getting their kid out of school, or they have a question that they want to ask a teacher or something like that. Somebody comes in there, you know, with bad thoughts and wants to do bad things inside that school, they're not going to, I'd like to, hi, is this the office? I'd like to sign in before I kill eight kids. these schools, and particularly Kirkwood High School in this instance, they need to think about that going forward. And if Channel 5 made them think about that and they hadn't been before, then I think that's a good thing. They didn't do it right, but in the end, maybe you get something good out of it. All right, this is the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, we've got some slow traffic that's coming eastbound on 70, and that's through that construction zone that's between Forestell and Wentzville Parkway. Looks like about a half a mile back up right now trying to get through there. The right lane is shut. Traffic lights are working incorrectly at Lime Ferry and Lindbergh. It looks like we're westbound 40 slow traffic now between Hampton and McCausland from about Lindbergh out through Mason. A little bit heavy at the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Constant Contact. Grow your business fast with Constant Contact's powerful online marketing tools, all from one login, all backed by live expert support. Start your free trial today at ConstantContact.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Monday morning on McGraw Live, super agent Lee Steinberg joins us. Gail Pennington talks TV. David Stokes analyzes the news of the week. And I'll have news at the top and bottom of the hour. I'm Kelly Jackson. Join us Monday at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Laurie Heisey.
And I'm Ken Heisey.
We started Heisey Advisory Group with one thing in mind, to serve the families that we represent like they were our own. Our economy and our lives can change fast, so you need to be sure that you're prepared to take on both, and we can help. Call us now at 314-909-1116, and we'll give you a consultation with no obligation.
It was a big year for growth in the stock market, but between fees and taxes, we'll want to see how much of the gains you get to keep and see if your current level of risk is right for you.
We're a planning team. This means that we're not in business to sell you products, but to help you build a comprehensive retirement plan based on your personal needs and goals.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.